I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
For decades, they suffered in silence, haunted by the memories of war and humiliated by their countrymen's treatment of them when they returned home, home to a divided nation who didn't distinguish between the war itself and the service members who fought in it.
I had somebody spit on my uniform. I probably would have done them some great physical harm if it didn't shock the heck out of me.
Hi, I'm Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Region and your host for Upholding Valor. 50 years later, VA remembers Vietnam. Some Vietnam veterans are just now beginning to battle demons, resurfacing with age and retirement. Veterans ravaged by their conscience and the deadly effects of Agent Orange exposure. This is one veteran's story.
We had combat continually all the time, but it wasn't day after day after day after day. They were skirmishes and firefights.
Michael Kipp is a 10-year Navy veteran and served with SEAL Team 1 during the Vietnam War.
It was very common to be gone for six, extended for another six, and then extended for another six. So you'd be gone for 18 and then be back for 3 months. And very difficult on family life, and divorce rate was quite high. But the work that we did for the country, I believe, was very important. Sometimes you were going in to take people out. Other times you were going in to gather information. But we would typically be inserted, and it wasn't uncommon, especially in the Delta, to be inserted on a river craft. If you were in other areas, you could use a helicopter, which we did all the time. But you'd be inserted, form a perimeter, and then head out and get to the place that you needed to be for the jungle noises to come back to normal. Because if you're working in the jungle and you're used to it, you know something's wrong if it's just silent. Was I hypertensive at different times? Yes. Can I say that I was scared? No. Doesn't do any good to get scared. Getting scared just kills you. So you can control and think through situations and try and have things thought out before they happen. If you get surprised, what are you going to do? So muscle memory kicks in, you do a lot of different things, and you don't think about a firefight until it's over. You don't have time to.
That type of hypervigilance over extended periods of time takes a toll on a person. And when Kipp discharged in 1980, the bottom dropped out.
It was a rude awakening because I had just lost my career and something I really wanted. And so I fell into a state of depression and got a divorce from my first wife and wound up living on the street for a while and decided that wasn't necessarily what I needed to be doing. Picked myself back up and rebuilt my life. At the time, I thought I was being perfectly normal. I look back at some of the things I did now, and for the first 5 years, there wasn't anything normal about me.
Years later, his body started to betray him as well. Neurological symptoms and other health issues eventually sent him to VA, but early on, providers there were not equipped with the research and expertise to understand the complex care needs Vietnam veterans would require. It would be years later before researchers would make the connection between Agent Orange exposure and a host of deadly diseases.
So I didn't realize that I'd been exposed to it. I started having some medical issues later on, meaning like in the 1990s, but nobody really knew what it was. And then when I finally was tested for Parkinson's, I have Parkinson's, but when doctors look at it, it's a little different than normal. I mean, I've gone to doctors for 30, 40 years on different health issues. Some of them say, well, it's Agent Orange. Some will say that it's something different. I think one of the frustrating things is that never quite sure exactly what has created all the issues. But in the past 20 years, I've had 14 major surgeries, and a lot of it's not cancerous, but tumors that develop that when they test them, they're non-cancerous. But then there's a lot of fluids and drainage that goes along with it. That last time I had this large surgery on it, the doctor actually was there waiting for me to wake up because he wasn't sure why I was still alive.
Small breakthroughs over the years have saved countless lives, but
you don't know what you don't know. And when you mix those kind of caustic materials with the human body, you can get some pretty strange results. And I feel bad for the veterans that really, really are crippled with it. And I know that there's a number of them that have died. In fact, I had one doctor say I'd have all of the symptoms of Agent Orange, except I'm still alive. And I just told him, well, we plan on keeping it that way for a while. So I'm glad they're doing research. I'm glad that they're taking a closer look at it, opening the doors for the Blue Water Navy, I think, is a good idea, because a lot of those chemicals were mixed in country, meaning on ground in Vietnam and Cambodia, and, well, not Cambodia, but Thailand and other areas, when they'd make their flyovers. But a lot of it was done on board ship, too. So there's a lot of people that were exposed to it. I don't think anybody, especially during that time frame, bothered to take a look at what does this do to a human being. And I don't fault them. You know, they weren't asked to look at it that way. You can always go, you know, it's easy to second guess and go back and say, well, they didn't do all of the life studies and all the other stuff. And they never do. I mean, you learn as you go along, and that's why it's not used anymore. But at the time, in the field, it was heralded as something really great because guys weren't being ambushed as frequently in areas that were sprayed. Yeah, are the doctors missing something? Absolutely. We just don't know what it is. But they keep trying, and they keep pushing forward, and they keep finding things. And so my hat's off to them. There's a lot of people working in their behalf, that the VA is not their enemy, but actually would like to help. And VA gets a lot of really bad press. Is some of it earned? Absolutely. But it's not earned by the people that are on the ground trying to do the job. It's usually by some bureaucratic BS, and frequently by someone trying to do something in Congress by passing a law that ties the hands of the workers at the VA.
Today, Kip says as long as he can still get out of bed in the morning, he plans to help other veterans.
The Brotherhood in Special Forces is unlike anything anywhere else in the world. When you go through just the training that's involved, it's almost impossible to explain it, what it's like to go through it, and the brotherhood that's bonded with those that you go through. And then that's deepened when you start going on actual missions with the same people. I can honestly say that the closest relationships I've ever had is with the Brotherhood in Special Forces. And that goes beyond just SEAL Team, because I've worked with others in other Special Forces associations and groups. So,
suicide prevention and making sure they are aware of benefits and healthcare resources are top priorities. In the meantime, VA has recognized certain cancers and other health problems as presumptive diseases associated with exposure to Agent Orange. Veterans and their survivors may be eligible for compensation and benefits. Please go to publichealth.va.gov. Knowledge is power, and I encourage you to take that first step. Thanks for joining us today for Upholding Valor. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe or rate us, or better yet, tell a friend to tune in by texting veterans to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans. VA is honored to serve you.